We're learning to adapt. We're learning to navigate the new normal. We work together, support our neighbors now more than ever. Long-term socioeconomic impact will have one clear target, Michigan's most vulnerable. Let's talk about this, those in the Alice households and more. Michigan Association of United Way's President and CEO, Mike Larson, on the line. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell me about your association.
The Michigan Association of United Ways represents over 35 local United Ways around the state of Michigan who are working directly in communities in Michigan, addressing the needs of people, individuals, and families, the Alice population specifically, addressing issues that they're facing currently right now.
Thank you for that. Tell me about Alice.
So ALICE is an acronym, and it stands for Assets Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. And one of the things that United Way knew for years was, you know, we had this population that was working but was struggling to make ends meet. So we did a commission to study, and in 2017, we identified that 43% of Michigan households fell within the Alice population. And that means these are people that are working hard, sometimes two jobs, struggling to make ends meet, just paying for the basic needs like childcare, food, transportation, healthcare, those types of issues.
And, of course, to follow up on that, take away those jobs, many in this population will fall into financial ruin.
All right, very much so. I mean, that's a huge concern right now because they don't have savings accounts. So now they don't even know where to turn. They're struggling to find, how do I just make sure I have food on the table? So without a doubt, this population is at risk. And we have more and more people that are moving into Alice that are losing jobs that have never been in those situations before.
Yes. How is your Michigan Association of United Ways helping?
So United Ways, what they do best is they mobilize resources and they use the partnerships that they have in communities. So they're bringing nonprofit organizations that they partner with. They're bringing corporations to the table. They're bringing governmental organizations to the table. They bring people to the table to identify all the assets that we have in a community, and then how do we partner and mobilize to make sure that we are getting the resources to the individuals who need it the most. And so they do it in a variety of different ways. Obviously, many of them are actually raising resources to invest back into programs to help people. We're also partnering hand-in-hand with 211, which people can call 211 and get connected to where those services are in their community. In many cases, people don't even know where to turn. And 211 is an amazing resource for people to get connected. So United Ways are working really hard on the ground, partnering with the right organizations, trying to invest both human and financial resources where it's needed most.
Just to follow up a summary, 211 is in direct contact with local public health departments to ensure the community response is up to date, I trust.
Oh, yes, yes. They're working with the CDC and health departments, working with the governor, working with state organizations. And then the other thing that's critical to this is also working with all the nonprofit organizations that they partner with to make sure that their information is up to date, because things are changing by the day, and updated data is critical.
Again, United Way is countless local partners establishing this, COVID-19 relief funds, yes?
Yes. So people could actually go to the Michigan Association of United Way's website, which is www.uwmich.org. And there's a link to the COVID-19 response and resource. And it'll list all the different local funds that currently exist through United Way's. In many cases, they're partnering with other organizations to do this work, sometimes community foundations, sometimes other partnering agencies. So There's numerous opportunities to support this necessary work.
All right. I know you're busy. Mike Larson, President and CEO of Michigan Association of United Ways, as you advocate for Michiganders to unite efforts to advocate, well, for the most vulnerable. One more time, best way to find out more information?
www.uwmich.org.
Mike, take care. Thank you.